Social distancing is one of the key measures being advised in the fight against COVID-19. A distance of 2 metres is recommended between you and another person in order to help to slow down the spread of the virus. Despite this, however, crowds were seen out at Yall Beach, amongst other areas yesterday. And joining me on the line now is Councillor Mary Lenihan Foley. And Mary, are people just not getting the message at this stage?
Look, I suppose, Linda, look, it's great to be on from home. May I add that I'm at home myself. But look, I suppose, look, people are getting, people are stressed, people are worried, and rightly so, because we're in very challenging times at the moment. And, you know, people, I suppose, like myself, it's hard on everybody. You know, at the moment, we don't know what's ahead of us. We've some... with some guidelines to keep to, and that's exactly the message that I'm trying to get out there, is just adhere to the guidelines. Now, I've been putting it up continuously on my page, from messages from the HSE and from the government and the relevant departments, for people to just basically 2 metres apart. It has to be. We don't want any of our vulnerable or any of our elderly getting sick, and if we don't adhere to the rules, they are going to get sick, and they're going to get pretty sick. And it's basically, it's not scaremongering, it's not anything else. At the same time, we're trying to stay calm and get about our daily lives as much as we can. But at this precise time, look, yesterday was packed down the beach, Ballycotton was packed, Community Guard came out there and tried to, you know, divert people back out the way that they were coming in. Ardmore was packed. A lot of the areas all over the country, not just in East Cork, but all over the areas were packed. And I suppose the message I got on to the CEO of Cork County Council, because I know the people were in panic, shut down, lockdown, close all the beaches, close all the public amenity areas. We have closed our parks, our kids' playgrounds and stuff like that. But like, to be honest with you, they're not at the moment. They're waiting for a directive from the HSE or from the government before they will be able to close down the public spaces. Like, what they're really saying, and what my CEO is saying, and I have to say that with Tim Lucy, no matter what questions you ask them, they're back onto us straight away as public reps, and they're telling us exactly what they're being told, you know. And like, the basic thing is 2 metres apart. If you do arrive at a public space and it looks busy, go somewhere else, you know.
And that's the key message, isn't it? Because there's a very fine line, and I know there has been uproar, for want of a better word, on social media, particularly over the last 24 hours, when you see pictures of people out on the beach, and they're like, people are trying to do right as well. Let's get that across. Nobody is intentionally going out there with a view, we're going to go out here now, lads, and we're going to spread this for the crack. That's not what's happening. There's people at home with kids, people at home without kids, and they're going off their head at the moment. People's mental health is all over the place at the moment. But people have to respect, and as you said there earlier, this is not scaremongering. This isn't sensationalism for the sake of it.
No.
This is trying to slow down the spread of this virus to save lives. And we all have to play our part in that, don't we?
Exactly. And like, as well as that, Linda, and I think common sense prevails majority of the time, and it does, because I see it myself with community efforts and people in the community trying to get involved in stuff and helping their neighbours and helping everybody out and staying on WhatsApp and staying on, you know, with social media now, we're lucky that we can stay in touch and stay in contact with people. And that's what they're advising us to do for our mental health. Like, I'm the same as you, Linda. I'm here. I have kids that are adults, young adults at this stage, living at home. I've grandchildren. Children that are, they're driving up the drive, they're staying in the cars and they're waving at me, and we're doing what we can do. And it's heartbreaking. It is for many, many people out there, and especially the older and the most vulnerable people out there. They're not able to see their grandkids, they're not able to see their family for whatever reason, and they're waving out windows and doors. And it's just a thing that we have to do for the moment. This will end, you know. And I think people are very resilient, and I know the Irish are, and I know East Cork community is always very resilient with storms and with different things, but this is a game changer. This is a different thing compared to your storms that were coming in and we'd give the notices and batten down the hatches. This is people's health, and this is people's lives that are going to be affected by this. And there's no point in me as a public representative coming on here saying I know it all. I don't know either. I'm the same as you and everybody else. I'm nervous. I'm, you know, my mental health, myself, I keep myself going. I'm always going here, there and everywhere. And I'm finding it challenging at the moment to stay at home and to just go to town. I've gone to Super Value, got my few bits. I've gone to Tesco, got a few bits. I've also popped into local shops, the local butchers and the local everywhere else, stayed my 2 metres, got what I had to go do and come home. You know, and a few of my friends and myself, we met, we had a coffee down out in the open space down by Dolphin Square. We're staying the 2 metres apart for 10, 15 minutes to say hello, are you all okay and goodbye, and I'm going home. And that's the message out there. Go out, have your walk. If you arrive somewhere where you feel it's very, very packed, do the sensible thing, get back into your car, drive away and go somewhere else. Keep the 2 metres distance. Now I have to say, Linda, there was uproar. The majority of people yesterday that were on the beach were keeping their social distance. But unfortunately, because of the state of play with the size of the beach and the prom and everywhere else walking, there were some instances where you couldn't. And that's where we're saying, if you see somewhere that's packed, don't bother going there. Just get back in your car or take a different walk somewhere else.
And it is, and people need to realise as well that the longer that we can respect social distancing, the longer that life will continue as relatively normal as it can for the next few weeks. If we all maintain our social distance, we'll still be able to go to the supermarkets, we'll be able to go and have a car, we'll be able to do all the things that we do, albeit in a different parameter, but we'll continue to be able to do this. Because I would imagine if we don't start adhering to this, we're going to have to go into lockdown.
Exactly. And like, I see people calling there and I get them. I actually understand how panicked they are. Oh, lads, nobody's listening. Call a lockdown. Leo, call lockdown the whole place, this, that and the other. And like, I think, to be honest with you, and from what I can gather, and again, I need to say, Linda, I'm not an expert in this and I don't ever claim to be. I'm just like you and everybody else in this. Right, I'm a public representative. I'm getting notifications and I'm putting out there, but I'm not an expert. But I am getting from this, if we go into lockdown, lads, and if it does get us that bad that we need to go into lockdown, it's a whole different ballgame to what we're dealing with now.
Yeah, we're very lucky at the moment that we can still continue and go on about our normal daily business, and we're not in the position that the likes of Italy and Spain and Germany are finding themselves in at the moment.
No, and if you listen to, and I'm listening constantly to Leo Varadkar and to Simon Harris every time that they're coming on, of course, like everybody else, the WHO and everywhere else, we're listening to the experts. And if you do exactly what they're telling you, they know what they're doing, because they're dealing with teams from Italy, from China and from where this virus has come, and they've dealt with this themselves, and they're listening to the experts, and the experts are telling them what to do, and they are doing what they're telling them to do. So like, if we are to go into lockdown, which I'd hope for now, maybe it could be held off if it needs to be, but if we are to go into lockdown, we would be going into it at a time when they think it's best. Not me, because I'm not an expert and I don't know. Not you or not anyone else that thinks they are. It's up to these people to make sure that they're doing the correct thing for the people. And at the moment, and you know me political-wise, I'm an independent councillor. At the moment, I take my hat off to the likes of the government that are dealing with this, because I think, you know, they're still human and people forget that at the end of the day. Simon Harris, Leo Varadkar and all of them, they're human beings that still have families, have homes, and they're dealing with this as well, and they're dealing with it, I suppose, in a different way than what we are dealing with it, because they're running the country and they're trying to do the best for the people that they represent, you know. So hats off to them. But definitely, Linda, another thing I just have to say is our emergency services, the ambulance crew, the nurses, the doctors, the carers, all of them out there, they're our heroes at the moment. They're the ones that are on the front line, and they're the ones that are telling us stay at home and do what the HSC and the government are telling us to do. So out of respect for them, we should be doing what they're asking us to do.
You know? Yeah, we can't leave it to the government and to the healthcare workers to sort this situation out for us. No. We all have to do it. Yep. It's as simple as that. If we don't all do it, then those guys are putting their lives on the line. And let's be honest, in some situations, they are putting their lives on the line. They're doing that in vain. And let's give a shout out as well to all the guys in retail, all the guys that are working in supermarkets, the delivery guys. I mean, there are so many heroes will come out of this pandemic as it is at the moment, that if we don't all play our part, lads, what are we doing it for? honest to God, why are these guys going out to work every single day if we're not all playing our part?
Exactly. And I say it on a personal level, Linda. My own daughter works in retail. As you know, she works in Super Value in Yall. And she's going in every day as soon as her husband comes home from his job, that he's in retail as well. As soon as he comes home, she's going in. So she's leaving the kids with him and whatever for obvious reasons. And like, they're out there on the front line and they're putting the food out on the shelves. The shops, supermarkets are staying open so that they can provide for us. And like, a shout out to them as well. When you're in the supermarket, keep your 2 metres apart, get your few bits, get them out, get home. You know, that's the basic message. Go out for your walk. Nobody's saying you can't go for a walk for your mental health. Of course you can. But go out for your walk, but then go home. And if that's the one thing our CEO has, I suppose, harped on with the letter and with the email that he sent us, is that if you arrive somewhere like Yall Beach, because that's where I'd be arriving, you arrive down to Yall Beach and you see a crowd down there, turn around and go somewhere else.
Yeah, let common sense prevail when it comes to this, guys. It's as simple as that. Just before I let you go, Mayor, we're getting a lot of phone calls in here as well, and I just want to touch on it very, very quickly. A lot of phone calls from concerned citizens coming in here about younger people going around in groups and stuff like that. I think it's fair to say that, yes, it's vital that younger people get this message, but I think it's fair to say, isn't it, that we all need to get this message.
We all need to get this message, and I see that over the last number of days as well about younger groups and people giving out and saying where their parents were, this, that and the other. It's not just younger groups. Like, if you went down the beach, or if you talk about the lock-in that was in a pub in Cork County over the number of days, they weren't teenagers, they weren't younger people, you know. If you look at the beach, it wasn't a majority of younger people, it was middle-aged people, it was everybody that was congregating and going for their walks. So like, you can't just blame one element of society. And I'm always saying, you know, at the end of the day, we were all young once, we were all teenagers. We don't see, I suppose, the scary situation because, I suppose, we're older and we've gone through a lot more in life. But like, if you do see him, nicely, quietly says to you, hey lads, you keeping the 2 metres, you know?
Yeah, you don't need to be roaring and shouting at people now, guys. People are already stressed enough.
You don't. And you just say to them, look, if they're keeping 2 metres distance, they're allowed to do that because the government and the HSE have said we're allowed out and keep our 2 metres distance. So there's nobody in a lockdown situation as of yet. So once they're keeping the 2 metres, they're moving off the footpath, obviously, for vulnerable and for elderly people and for other people. And, you know, we'll all get through this and we'll all work together rather than blame game. You know, I hate the blame game, and I hate for anyone to come out with about one particular area of society. Like, I see it so much on social media over the last number of days. A few weeks ago we were on social media saying be kind, you know, because of the untimely death of Caroline. And like, at the end of the day, 3 weeks on, circumstances have changed and everyone's tearing their heads off teenagers. You know, it's not the way to go. Simply, nicely say, lads, 2 metres or go home.
Yeah, exactly. Mary, thanks a million for coming on the phone with me today. Stay safe, stay healthy yourself, maintain social distancing, as I know you do. Best to all, to you and to all your family, and we'll keep in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye. Bye-bye.
This is COY 104 FM.